Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the GR Infraprojects Limited Q1 FY 2027 earnings conference call hosted by HDFC Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company and may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. From the management, we have Mr. Ajendra Kumar Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Anand Rathi, Group CFO, and Mr. Ankit Maheshwari, Deputy CFO. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anand. I'll just hand over the call to the management without taking much time. Ajendra, we'll start the proceedings with a brief overview of the industry, followed by a financial presentation by Rathi and Ankit. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Parikshit. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to the Q1 FY 2027 earnings conference call of GR Infraprojects Limited. Thank you for taking the time to join us today. I am joined on this call by Anand Rathi, Chief Financial Officer, and Ankit Maheshwari, Deputy CFO of the company. I will begin by sharing an overview of our financial and operational performance during the quarter, along with our perspective on infrastructure sector. Thereafter, Ankit will take you through the financial performance in detail, following which we will open the floor for questions. During Q1 FY 2027, the company recorded revenue from operations of approximately rupees 2,423 crore, representing a growth of 32.71% compared to corresponding quarter of the previous financial year on standalone basis. Adjusted EBITDA margin stood at 11.01% for the quarter as against 12.17% in the corresponding period last year. During the year, the company maintained a debt-equity ratio to 0.03, which is continued to remain among the best in the sector. As of 1st July 2026, our order book stand at approximately rupees 25,300 crore. Further, bids aggregating to approximately rupees 32,000 crore are yet to be opened. During the quarter, pre-COD of Amritsar-Bathinda in Punjab and Yamuna Bridge projects in U.P. has been received. As on date, appointed date of three projects amounting to rupees 7,250 crore are still awaited. I would like to reiterate that the company's growth strategy is not limited to the road sector alone. We continue to see growing opportunity across metro, railway, power transmission, logistics and warehousing, tunnel, battery energy storage system, telecom infrastructure, and oil and gas sectors. Considering that, we believe greater participation of private capital supported by improved long-term financing mechanism and clear concession structure shall support the expansion of infrastructure sector and create additional opportunity for experienced EPC players. While the pace of project award may vary across sector, we remain positive on the overall infrastructure outlook for India. The country continue to have a significant long-term infrastructure requirement supported by sustained public investment and evolving private participation. Let me now briefly touch upon the key sector developments. In transportation sector, the transportation sector continued to present a strong opportunity with an overall pipeline of around 3.85 lakh crore comprising approximately 78% of highway, 16% in railway and 6% in metro. The government is also working to revive private sector participation in highway development through a new toll-cum-annuity model. Combining feature of BOT and HAM, the proposed framework would provide 10 to 25% upfront government support for projects requiring higher levels of visibility gap funding, while allowing concessionaires to retain toll revenue over a fixed 20-year concession period. The revamped BOT toll framework is also expected to bring over 10,000 kilometers of projects into the private bidding pipeline. The newly introduced urban decongestion policy is expected to strengthen center-state coordination. With greater state participation in planning and financing ring roads, bypass and other urban connectivity projects. The railway sector also continues to move towards corridor-based capacity creation, freight decongestion and technology-led operations. During the quarter, the government approved multiple multi-tracking projects with an aggregate investment of approximately Rs. 48,000 crore, while continued investment in safety, signaling and communication infrastructure continue to strengthen network capability and reliability. In power transmission, the power sector is entering a period of structural reform, with the government preparing the first major overhaul of the national electricity policy. The proposed policy is expected to address the issue around transmission and distribution network access, traffic rationalization and cross-subsidies, with potential implications for investment and private participation across the power sector. As renewable energy generation expands, the sector's next phase of growth is expected to increasingly focus on developing high-capacity transmission network to evacuate power from renewable-rich regions. The sector is emerging as a significant infrastructure opportunity, with industry estimate indicating transmission capex of around 5 to 6 lakh crore between financial year 27 and 32. Tunnel and hydro. Backed by a strong government-led project pipeline, the tunnel and hydro segment represent an estimated opportunity of rupees 1 lakh crore approximately over the next 5 years. The government has also strengthened policy support for energy storage with proposed rupees 15,000 crore viability gap funding scheme for 112 gigawatt of storage capacity, including 60 gigawatt of pumped storage. In oil and gas, the government has approved 84,000 crore incentive package to accelerate deep water exploration and attract foreign investment, including support of up to 50% of exploratory drilling cost. The government is also stepping up effort to expand domestic oil and gas exploration with 46 new exploration blocks under open excavate licensing policy 10th and 11th, covering over 2.6 lakh square kilometer offered under the latest OALP rounds. In logistics and warehousing, the logistics and warehousing sector is also a significant long-term opportunity, with the industry estimate indicating that India could require around 216 multimodal logistic parks by 2047 to support the growth of freight movement and improve supply chain efficiency. The government is also working to strengthen the modal concession agreement framework for multimodal logistic park with objective of improving project viability and facilitating greater private sector participation. The warehousing sector is witnessing strong investment momentum, with institutional investment in Indian warehousing rising 53% year-on-year to around 500 crores. The warehousing sector is also expanding beyond traditional metropolitan market, with many tier 2 cities emerging as new warehousing hubs, supported by improving connectivity, growing consumption and industrial activity. I would like to thank our clients, vendors, partners, employees and shareholders for their continued trust and support. With that, I now request Ankit ji to take you through a financial performance in detail. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon, everyone. I will start with the key highlights of quarter one performance. The standalone revenue from operation was 2,423 crores approximately in the quarter ended June 26, which has increased by 32.71% year over year compared to 1,826 crores in quarter ended June 25. The consolidated revenue from operations was 2,784 crores in quarter ended June 26, which has increased by 40% year over year compared to 1,988 crores in quarter ended June 25. The standalone EBITDA margin stood at 11.02% in quarter ended June 26 from 12.65% in quarter ended June 25. The decrease was primarily on account of higher construction and material cost. The EBITDA margin at group level has decreased to 16.8% in quarter ended June 26 from 20% in quarter ended June 25. Profit after tax at standalone level decreased to 203.63 crores in quarter ended June 26 as compared to 213 crores in quarter ended June 25. Profit after tax at consolidated level increased 358 crores in quarter ended June 26 compared to 244 crores in quarter ended June 25. The PAT in the current quarter includes exceptional item of 46 crores related gain on dilution of interest in associate from 43.56% to 31.58%. The standalone net worth stood at 9,074 crores at the end of June 26.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. I would request you to come a little closer to the microphone because your voice is fading away every now and then. Thank you.
Sure. Am I audible now?
Much better, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. The standalone net worth stood at 9,074 crores at the end of June 26. It was 8,869 crores at the end of fiscal 26. The net worth on consolidated level is 9,750 crores at the end of June 26. It was 9,391 crores at the end of fiscal 26. The total standalone borrowings outstanding at the end of June 26 is 239 crores with debt to equity of 0.03 times. The total consolidated borrowing outstanding at the end of June 26 is 5,286 crores with debt to equity of 0.55 times. During the quarter, the company has made additions to the fixed assets amounting to 22 crores to the net block of property, plant and equipment, and a net, which is 1,019 crores at the end of current quarter June 26. Investment in the subsidiary companies in the form of loan and equity are 2,445 crores at the end of June 26, and the balance equity contribution required to be made to the HAM and BOT projects is 3,346 crores, of which we are expecting contribution of approximately 900 to 1,000 crores in the fiscal 27. Working capital days at the end of June 26 is 148 days as compared to 128 days at the end of fiscal 26. The increase is primarily on account of increase in debtors and inventory days. The trade receivables at the standalone basis are 2,655 crores including 1,784 crore HAM debtors the end of June 26, and the trade receivables at the consolidated level are 1,091 crores at the end of June 26. The unbilled revenue at the standalone basis is 938 crores at the end of June 26, and unbilled revenue at the consolidated level is 498 crores at the end of June 26. Inventories are at 863 crores
at the end of June 26 compared to 739 crores at the end of fiscal 26. So I would sincerely like to thanks again to everyone, and on behalf of GR Infra Projects Limited, I thanks everybody on the, thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Shravan Shah with Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, and congrats on the good set of number, particularly on the execution front. So a couple of questions. So, sir, first, broad in terms of the guidance. So previously we were looking at revenue at a standalone level for FY27, 15% kind of a growth. Now we have already done a much better number in the 32-33% in the Q1. So how one can look at the FY27 revenue and going forward in terms of the FY28 onwards, can we see this execution rate to inch up even 20% plus kind of a number?
Yeah, thank you, Shravan. Ankit here. So yeah, I mean, quarter one, we have been able to achieve 30% plus. But for the year, our guidance, you know, remains the same, around 15-20%. And next year, depending upon the order inflow, etc., we expect that, yes, we can reach, you know, closer to 20% of the growth.
Okay. And on the margin front, 10.5-11% we were looking at. So still, given the commodity prices, and that's why we are still maintaining the same, or can we see a 11% what we have done in the Q1, can we even maintain, or maybe some improvement is also possible there?
I mean, if you see current scenario, 10-11% would be the range, but let's see how the macroeconomic factors evolve, you know, after some time. Marginally, things can improve also, but we think that 10-11% would be the right range.
Yeah, and now the main in terms of the inflow. So how one can look at the inflow, which we were looking at 20-25,000 crore. So how much we are looking at, sir has mentioned that close to 32,000 crore leads that we have submitted is yet to be open. If you can also split it in terms of the segment wise, what we are looking at and what we have bidded will be helpful.
I would like MD sir maybe.
Sir, ye जो प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं अभी पाइपलाइन में हैं, तो अगर सेगमेंट वाइज अपन देखेंगे तो रोड सेक्टर में
28,000
रोड सेक्टर में ये मैक्सिमम है 28,000 अपने हाइड्रो इंटरनल्स में है. लेकिन अभी जो सिनेरियो इंप्रूवमेंट है उसमें अगर अपन देखें तो बीओटी में काफी पाइपलाइंस में है प्रोजेक्ट्स, इसमें इम्प्रूव होना चाहिए. लेकिन अभी तक जो प्रोजेक्ट की पाइपलाइंस कम रही है, गवर्नमेंट की अवार्डिंग कम रही है, लेकिन आने वाले टाइम में ये इम्प्रूव होने चाहिए. कुछ जो इंटरनेशनल लेवल पे जो डिस्टर्बेंस है उसका भी मुझे लगता है कुछ इफेक्ट्स है, जिस तरह से ऑयल प्राइसेज और बिटुमन के प्राइसेज जो डिस्टर्ब है उसकी वजह से भी कुछ प्रोजेक्ट्स जो है वो आने वाले टाइम में अपबिट होंगे. क्योंकि अब स्टेबल जो इंटरनेशनली अगर आप एनवायरनमेंट देखें तो कुछ इम्प्रूवमेंट होता हुआ दिख रहा है. आने वाले टाइम में निश्चित तौर पे इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पे एक अच्छा गवर्नमेंट का पाइपलाइन ओपन होनी चाहिए.
ओके okay. तो फॉर सर पूरे साल के लिए जो हम 20-25 हजार करोड़ जो देख रहे हैं ये साल के लिए, तो वो हम लोग कॉन्फिडेंट है कि उतना तो अपने को 20-25 हजार करोड़ का इनफ्लो आना चाहिए, गिवन के आप जैसे बता रहे हैं कि 28 हजार करोड़ ऑलरेडी हमने रोड में बीट किया है, तो ब्रॉडली मतलब 12-15 हजार करोड़ अपने जो 20-25 हजार अगर देख रहे हैं तो उसमें से रोड विल स्टिल रिमेन द मेजर वन।
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल, निश्चित तौर पे ये नंबर अचीवेबल लग रहे हैं जिस तरह का माहौल है और जिस तरह की गवर्नमेंट के साथ में जो डिस्कशन में दिखता है आने वाले टाइम में प्रोजेक्ट आएंगे और अपने ये जो टारगेट है अपन अचीव करेंगे।
ये रोड में ना, रोड हम लोग 28,000 विच वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट राइट, विच इंक्लूड्स इट इज एक्चुअली ट्रांसपोर्टेशन विच इंक्लूड्स मेट्रोज राइट, वो भी है, मतलब इट इज नॉट ओनली रोड्स, सर्फेस ट्रांसपोर्टेशन जो भी आ रहा है वो सारी एक्टिविटी कवर कर रहे हैं।
ओके 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 बट वही थोड़ा सा समझना था कि अभी जैसे एनएचए ने अभी रिसेंटली जो लिस्ट निकाला है 5,000 किलोमीटर दैट दे वांट टू अवार्ड इन दिस ईयर मोर देन 4-4.5 लाख ऑड का जो अभी टोल प्लस एन्यूटी भी वो लोग नया लेके आ रहे हैं, तो अपना अभी फोकस कैसे रहेगा, मतलब वहां से या फिर स्टिल ट्रांसमिशन ऑयल एंड गैस और वहां से भी हम लोग ज्यादा अपॉर्चुनिटी देख रहे हैं इन टर्म्स ऑफ द इनफ्लो।
नहीं, सो देर इज नो रेस्ट्रिक्शन, मतलब ट्रांसपोर्टेशन पे देर इज नो रेस्ट्रिक्शन, आई मीन ओनली इश्यू इज कि बैंडविड्थ का तो ट्रांसपोर्टेशन पे इश्यू है नहीं, ओनली थिंग इज ऑन ट्रांसमिशन साइड, ऑन ऑयल एंड गैस साइड, दोज आर द न्यू सेक्टर वेयर वी आर ऑल्सो डेवलपिंग आर टीम, तो उसमें थोड़ा टाइम लगता है प्रॉब्ली। फॉर एग्जाम्पल ऑयल एंड गैस में भी गवर्नमेंट हैज कम अप विद द इंसेंटिव स्कीम राइट, तो हम लोग मतलब वी मे नॉट यू नो बी यू नो फास्ट ट्रैकिंग दैट पर्टिकुलर सेक्टर। रोड में तो कोई चैलेंज ही नहीं है, रोड में अगर काम आज 5 लाख करोड़ का बिड कर दे तो वी कैन टेक 20,000 करोड़ ऑफ द ऑर्डर्स राइट, तो देर इज नो इश्यू इन टर्म्स ऑफ ट्रांसपोर्टेशन, चाहे रोड हो चाहे रेल हो चाहे मेट्रो हो वट एवर। सो वी आर टारगेटिंग बोथ, आई मीन फॉर द करंट ईयर वॉट वी आर टारगेटिंग इज बिकॉज वी आर लुकिंग एट ईच एंड एवरी मॉडल ऑफ द रोड ट्रांसपोर्ट, तो हम लोग वी आर लुकिंग एट ईपीसी, वी आर लुकिंग एट हैम, वी आर लुकिंग एट बीओटी, बीओटी एनयूटी बोल दो, बीओटी वट एवर वे, वी ऑल आर कंफर्टेबल, वी आर कंफर्टेबल ईच एंड एवरी मॉडल, तो वॉट वी आर टारगेटिंग फॉर द करंट ईयर रोड सेक्टर में अपना अराउंड 14,000 का अपन
बीओटी
राइट नहीं टोटल ऑर्डर बुक में भी दैट इनकमिंग ऑर्डर जो अपना हाँ, सो अराउंड अराउंड 14,000 करोड़ ऑफ द इनफ्लो विच वी आर टारगेटिंग इन रोड सेक्टर। अब वो डिपेंडिंग ऑन दैट कॉम्पिटिशन, इट मे कम डाउन इट मे गो अप, आई मीन इसमें इन टर्म्स ऑफ कैपेसिटी इन टर्म्स ऑफ कैपेबिलिटीज वी आर नॉट बेसिकली देर इज नो एंट्रेंस, वी कैन गो अप टू 15,000-18,000 बट देन डिपेंडिंग ऑन दैट कॉम्पिटिशन विच एग्जिस्ट इन द सेक्टर उससे अपन 10,000 पे भी आ सकता है। तो आइडिया इज दिस इज आर गाइडेंस, दिस इज आर टारगेट, सो ऊपर कम प्लस माइनस 10% होता है तो विच वी आर कंफर्टेबल।
ओके एंड लास्टली सर अपॉइंटेड डेट जो अपना बचा हुआ एक अगला आगरा ग्वालियर एंड दो जो हैम लिए थे तो वो अभी कब तक आ जाएंगे, एंड जो इक्विटी जो बचा हुआ है सर ने बोला 900 से 1,000 करोड़ ये साल में, सो आगे के लिए 28-29 में कितना इक्विटी अपने इन्वेस्ट करेंगे?
सी टोटल इक्विटी इन्वेस्टमेंट फॉर नेक्स्ट स्टेज अराउंड 3,300 करोड़ का करीब करीब अपने प्लान है फॉर नेक्स्ट ईयर विच इज ऑलरेडी कमिटेड, अगले 3 साल में लार्जली इन नेक्स्ट 3 ईयर्स ऑफ टाइम अपने वो डालना है। और आगरा क्लियर की अगर अपन बात करें तो मे बी अक्टूबर और नवम्बर थोड़ा मानसून का ये खत्म हो जाता है, आई थिंक मोर और मोस्ट ऑफ द जो प्रेसिडेंसीज और कंडीशन प्रेसिडेंस हैज ऑलरेडी बीन ओवर ऑलरेडी बीन कम्प्लाइड, तो आई थिंक वी आर कॉन्फिडेंट विल बी गेटिंग दैट अपॉइंटेड डेट इन द मंथ ऑफ अक्टूबर नवंबर आगरा ग्वालियर का, और बाकी बिकॉज दोज प्रोजेक्ट वी हैव रिसीव्ड इन मार्च सो आप इसे मतलब अगेन दैट वुड बी इन द मंथ ऑफ दिसंबर, बाकी दो हेम प्रोजेक्ट है विल बी यू नो टारगेटिंग के अपॉइंटेड डेट वुड बी मंथ ऑफ दिसंबर।
ओके ओके सर, थैंक यू एंड ऑल द बेस्ट सर।
यू
अ रिमाइंडर टू ऑल पार्टिसिपेंट्स, यू मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन कम्स फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ वैभव शाह विद जेएम फाइनेंशियल, प्लीज गो अहेड।
या
Sir, what will be our revenue from T&D vertical in first quarter?
The T&D vertical first quarter revenue was approximately 110 crores.
110?
Yes.
Okay. So growth was mainly driven by highways only in first quarter?
By three sectors, I would say. Transport, which includes, of course, highways. Second was PT&D, because if you see previous quarter, I mean, the previous financial year, it was 75 crores, and this quarter is 110 crores, and also from the oil and gas business unit. So three sectors were the major contributors.
What was O&G revenue this quarter?
O&G revenue this quarter is 270 crores.
Our target for the entire year for O&G?
Entire year for the target is approximately 1,000 crores.
1,000 plus.
Okay. So secondly, on the order inflow guidance, so the total number would be maintained around 22,000 crores combined?
The target, yeah. Our target, as Anandji already explained, sector-wise, depending upon how the bid inflows happen, it could be plus minus 10% also.
Around the 20,000 crore mark?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Aditya Khetan with First Asset Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to know your views on the opportunity presented by the Hydrogen Rail program, and which part of the entire value chain does the company expect to participate in, and what meaningful growth driver can come in the medium term from this new project of the government?
Yeah. I mean, though it's a good initiative, of course, by the government, but presently, from our strategy viewpoint, we are not exploring that particular sector.
Okay. So are you not actively involved in this project at all?
Green hydrogen? In the hydrogen train? No.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Fine.
Do you have any more questions, Aditya?
No, no, sir. I just wanted to know if the company is into the hydrogen rail program, because somewhere I had come across they are actively into the fueling stage. That's it.
Thank you. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Vineet with Investec India. Please go ahead. Vineet, please unmute your line in case if you're on mute, and you may ask your question.
Sorry. Am I audible now?
Yes, Vineet.
Okay. Perfect. Thanks. So just a couple of questions. The first one is we've had a very sharp raw material inflation, particularly related to crude in Q1 and in the last few months. How confident are you that that gets compensated by the escalation clauses which we have across our projects? And the same holds true for other raw material commodities as well.
See, crude actually, particularly, I mean, for our, it is not direct crude. Basically, it's a bitumen, right? And bitumen-linked product, which is, I mean, petrocarbon product, hydrocarbon product, diesel and all, right? So particularly for bitumen, government has come up with direct circular, which is actually so it is over and above that escalation clause which we are having in the contract, because the price jump in bitumen is so, I mean, it was so high, right? So which could not be covered through escalation. And they came up with a direct circular, and they linked whatever bitumen which we have been applying on the road construction activities during the quarter, we have been directly compensated by the government. Yes, of course, on diesel side, that was not the case. So to that extent, our financials have been impacted, right? Diesel and related to the diesel, I mean, because, for example, we are utilizing aggregate, right? which is being crushed by the crusher, where again the more input is the diesel, right? Or maybe electricity and all that, right? So to that extent, yes. So overall impact is there on the raw material side, and because of the diesel or energy related issues, energy related price hike, the price. But if we talk about specifically bitumen, which is direct component which is getting utilized into our project, that is very well compensated by the government. Yeah.
Understood. And how about, sir, for aluminium, steel, particularly in the power transmission sector?
Power transmission sector mein, in aluminium, copper, see, not much, is not because of, it is more kind of speculation, right? Because of that warlike situation, the volatility was there and it was very much, the price variation was very high, right? But it is not directly, maybe supply chain could be one of the reason, but it is more of speculation. Probably what we believe is that in the next 3 to 6 months, that would be again, stabilized. And we are, see, of course, it is impacting our project margin, but it is not that we have to, that is getting spread over the period of 2 years of time, right? So whatever raw material which we are procuring for a power transmission project, which we are procuring in next one and a half year, it is getting spread over there. So maybe for current quarter, whatever raw material which we are purchasing, right, to that extent my price would be higher, but it is not getting compensated, right? We are not getting any escalation, at least into power transmission project. But over the period of next 2 years, maybe this would again be normalized and the price would, impact would not be that high, right, which probably we'll see in next, the current 1 or 2 quarters.
Understood. And sir, one bookkeeping question. If I look at the other income this quarter, that was relatively on the lower side. Any particular reasons for the same?
Yeah, so if you see the impact of other income is basically the interest and dividend which we received, from the InvIT Indus Infra Trust. So this quarter, that payment was in the form of capital repayment. So that becomes the balance sheet item and not the P&L item. So overall, at the company level, we have received 3.5 per unit versus 2.25 per unit in the last quarter, previous year's quarter. And interest dividend income was lower. So that's why you see that difference.
Understood. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Participants, in the interest of time and fairness to others, please restrict yourselves to 2 questions. For any more questions, you may rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Bhavin Modi with Anand Rathi Groups. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, how are you seeing the competition in the road sector? Like, we have been seeing some bids getting opened in the MoRTH and the NHAI. There are still 15 to 20 bidders always there in the bids that are open. So how do you see the competition?
So market mein agar apan highway sector mein dekhenge to competition to abhi rahega, lekin going forward the project size hai aur jis tarah se number of projects aayenge, मैं ये देखता हूँ कंपटीशन थोड़ा रिड्यूस होगा. और अभी गवर्नमेंट का जिस तरह से बीओटी प्रोजेक्ट के अंदर फोकस है, उसमें लिमिटेड पार्टिसिपेशन रहेगा. जिनकी बैलेंस शीट स्ट्रॉन्ग है वो लोग पार्टिसिपेट कर पाएंगे. तो गोइंग फॉरवर्ड एक अच्छी अपॉर्चुनिटी है हाईवे सेक्टर में.
ओके. सेकेंड सर, हाउ डू यू सी द कॉम्पिटिशन इन अदर सेक्टर्स लाइक एलिवेटेड मेट्रो, रेलवे, देयर ऑल्सो वी आर सीइंग द रोड प्लेयर्स आर एंटरिंग टू दोस स्पेस. And the competition is, elevated even that space.
Competition तो देखिए, जब हाईवे सेक्टर में जिस तरह से कैपेबिलिटी लोगों की बनी है, तो गोइंग फॉरवर्ड सभी इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर सेक्टर में, क्योंकि अभी आप चाहे वो पावर ट्रांसमिशन हो, चाहे वो एलिवेटेड रोड हो, चाहे वो मेट्रो हो, जो कैपेबिलिटी बनेगी, लोगों का पेनिट्रेशन बढ़ेगा. लेकिन आने वाले समय में जब अपॉर्चुनिटी बढ़ेगी, तो ये एक अच्छी हेल्दी, क्योंकि इसके अंदर जिनकी बैलेंस शीट स्ट्रांग रहेगी वही लोग सस्टेन करेंगे, तो हेल्दी कंपटीशन तो रहेगा बट अपॉर्चुनिटी भी अच्छी रहेगी।
और उसमें क्या है, सी इवन रेलवे यू विल फाइंड दैट गवर्नमेंट इज बेसिकली कंसिडरिंग दैट हैम मॉडल इन रेलवे, रेलवे प्रोजेक्ट ऑल्सो राइट, वो डेडिकेटेड फ्रेट कॉरिडोर दे आर टॉकिंग अबाउट के दे वुड दोज प्रोजेक्ट वुड बी अवॉर्डेड अंडर हैम मॉडल। तो ये तो है कि मतलब इफ द गवर्नमेंट इज ऑल्सो कंसिडरिंग मोर एंड मोर पार्टिसिपेशन ऑन प्राइवेट साइड रादर देन के ईपीसी, तो जितना ईपीसी कम होगा एंड मोर कैपिटल इज रिक्वायर्ड दैट ऑल्सो गिव दैट पुश टू बेसिकली कि कॉम्पिटिशन वुड बी लेसर गोइंग फॉरवर्ड। अभी वो छह महीने में होता है, बारह महीने में होता है, दैट्स द ओनली थिंग विच वी हैव टू सी।
थैंक यू। The next question comes from the line of Uttam Shrimal with Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question pertains to other income. This first quarter run rate will continue in the next three quarter also?
Yes.
Okay. And sir,
please continue.
Go ahead. Yeah, yes. Okay. And sir, what would be our capex guidance for this year and the next year?
So for the current year, the capex guidance is of approximately 300 crores. And for the next year, it shall remain 200 to 250 crores.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. And thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Vasudev with Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, if you can just give an absolute term, how much distribution we received from the InvIT in this quarter, and are we planning to transfer any other asset to the InvIT in this year?
Specifically, amount what you are saying is what exactly the cash flows we have received as a distribution from the InvIT, right? So this is around I would say 70 crore which we have received in the current quarter, right? And the second question you asked for is that
other assets
to available assets. So for current year also we are targeting at least 3-4 assets would be transferred to NVIDIA.
Okay, and sir, what is the status of the BharatNet project?
BharatNet project, we are waiting for ROW. So we have started O&M activity, operation maintenance activity, which is also integrated part of that project. But existing project, whatever existing project which has been handed over to us, we already started. But we have not received so far that ROW where that new capex can be done, right? So we are waiting, and probably what we believe is that again in the month of October only we'll be able to start in terms of its project, that project capex. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepashree Joshi with Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand why the trade receivables this quarter have increased, the external trade receivables.
Yeah, so external trade receivable largely includes oil and gas. Because we entered last year and this is a new sector for us, and so far our understanding is once that project is complete, then only that project is getting, that cash accrual or trade receivable is getting released. So maybe another, I would say when we start again that next cycle, we will start realizing those trade receivable maybe in the month of October, December to March, right? So because of that reason, and by the end of March or May, I would say May 27, we'll be able to complete that project as well. So we'll be able to realize our whatever. So this is largely because of oil and gas sector. And otherwise, I think we are on same track.
Okay. So for the current year that is ongoing, the trade receivables are expected to stay elevated because you will receive payments.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. And this current project is expected to get completed by March or May of next year, right?
May 27.
And this is the only only oil and gas project that is there in the books currently.
There are two projects, right? And we are, we are willing for the, further bidding also. We are through our subsidiary, we keep on bidding, and we'll be doing more and more projects, right, in the oil and gas sector.
Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you, sir.
The next question comes from the line of Krish Bhatia with Anand Rathi Group. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. My question is on the warehousing business. So how much capital will be deployed in the warehousing business in the next couple of years, and how much capital is deployed as on date?
So as on date, there is a deployment of around 130 crore, and for this current financial year 27, we have a plan of around 450 to 500 crores.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah with Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, what is the trade payable as on June?
Trade payable as on June is 1073 crores. Standalone level.
Okay. And Anand sir has mentioned in terms of the other income lower because of the lower interest and dividend from the InvIT side. Just to get a number correct, so roughly in terms of the other income, we must have booked around close to 19 and a half crore should be there part of other income in the Q1. At a standalone level.
Yeah, so So the total other income is around 68 crores, of which 20 crore is from the InvIT interest, and other interest income is 35 crores. And balance portion, as I already explained, was in the form of repayment of capital. So if we specifically talk about other income from InvIT, that is higher compared to the previous year's quarter. And that differential impact is in the balance sheet because the capital was repaid.
Yeah, yeah, got it. Okay. That is it from my side. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Karan Gupta with Cavi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Just quickly on the BharatNet project, there's been significant increase in OFC costs. So is that covered under your contract, or how are you managing that?
So we have, what we have done. See, we are not getting any escalation, but at the same time, from our vendor, we also having fixed price contract for the optical fibers cable, right, for first 3 years, right? So there is pressure, but we have to also see, how do we basically come out of this whole issue. But theoretically, yes, there is no escalation which we are getting from our client, and we also are not supposed to pay any escalation to our vendor.
Fair enough, sir. My only question. Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah with JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Sir, what kind of revenue are we expecting from the BharatNet project in FY 27?
Current year.
So in the FY 27, we are expecting around 400 crores from BharatNet for infrastructure.
So this would be the other infra works, or will we be deploying the cables as well?
Hey, it is cable and operation O&M activities. See, BharatNet includes both laying of cable as well as
you know, operation and maintenance of existing project as well, right?
So order value is roughly 650 crore plus O&M of 400 crore, right?
Right, right. 1000 crore is the order value.
So out of 650, we are going to do 400 in this year itself?
No, no, not 400 out of the 650. It would be around 300 in capex side, and the balance would be, you know, on opex side, right? No O&M.
So we'll be starting it in second half and we'll do 300 crore revenue.
O&M is already started. And we'll be doing that capex, we'll be starting from second half. Yeah, and we'll be able to do around 300 crore.
Okay. And when do we expect to start the work on BESS project?
BESS, see, BESS, the work is already started. Only thing is, because of that geopolitical issues, right, the battery prices and the dollar price, dollar rupee movement. So we are just waiting for the time to, you know, where that all those, you know, external factors comes to, I would say, which help, I mean, comes to in favor, maybe next 3 months of time, will be, you know, we will be altering batteries and all that, probably. So that is on track, I mean. It is already started. I mean, civil work and other items of that project is already, you know, ordered, or it is already under execution.
And for railway project in MP?
That is already started.
So can we see a 30% kind of execution this year from the project?
And 30%, so... And initially, in first year, we should not target more than, I would say,
15%. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And so lastly, on Agra Gwalior, as you mentioned that we may get the ED in sometime in October or November. So can we see a 10% kind of exhibition this year?
Yeah, very much.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
The next question comes from the line of Dia Jain with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I on this?
Yeah.
Yes, Dia.
So what kind of revenues are we targeting for FY28 and also the margins, sir?
See, FY28, we are targeting, if we target 20% growth, probably... it would be in the range of 12,000 crore, right? 11,000-12,000 crore kind of revenue which we are targeting for FY28. And the margin, yes, of course, we are expecting in the same range. But that again depends on how those macroeconomic situations, you know, pan out for the period of next 6 months. Basis that, probably if my margin may be, you know, on plus side or minus side, yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Sudeep Bora with Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I wanted to understand, like in Q1, we had a more than 30% kind of a jump in revenue as compared to last year. So for full year FY27, we are guiding 15-20% kind of growth. So what is kind of stopping us from, say, 25-30% growth this year, considering we have a strong order book?
See, current quarter, we witness around almost 30%, right? And now the second half would be more, you know, guided by how early and how fast we will be getting that appointed date. Our target is that we'll be getting in the month of October or December, right? But if there is any delay, then probably we may not have that kind of, you know, and that monsoon also, the pattern of monsoon which we have seen in last 2-3 years is running up to the month of October. So we are practically starting on ground in the month of November, right? All construction related activities already generally getting started in the month of November. So basis our own
previous experience we are targeting. So yeah, that could be a possibility that where we can witness 25% of growth on annual basis. But I mean if there is any positive growth, there is positive deviation, I don't think there would be any issue. But yeah, that is our conservative estimate.
Okay, understood, sir. And last time we had this labor issue, right, in Q4. So that has got completely resolved, or how is the situation right now?
Yeah, labor issue is not there. Last time it was because of Bengal election and all that. Those issues were there, but yeah. Now there is no issue. Now it is more on material side, not on manpower side.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank
next
you.
Question comes from the line of Parikshit Khandpal with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is, now we are building credentials in the oil and gas segment, and in the past we have done transmission. So just wanted to understand from the export market point of view, especially Middle East, which is a big market for both oil and gas and transmission. So do we have any strategy over the next 2-3 years, given that the road sector has significantly slowed down over the last 2-3 years? So how are you thinking about expanding beyond India?
फर्स्ट इसमें क्या है कि दोनों ही सेक्टर में हम डोमेस्टिक लेवल पे पहले अपने क्रेडेंशियल डेवलप करेंगे और उसके ऊपर फिर कॉन्फिडेंस आए पूरी तरह से मार्केट पे अपनी पकड़ बने तो फिर इंटरनेशनल मार्केट को अभी फिलहाल नेक्स्ट 1-2 ईयर्स में हमारा इंटरनेशनल बिजनेस में अभी तक कोई फोकस नहीं
एंड उसमें क्या है मोर ओवर Power transmission is, I would say, is a huge opportunity over there in India itself, right? At the same time, oil and gas also because of this war situation, right? So, वहाँ पे भी government is focusing more. So, what we, I mean, oil and gas में भी आपने को बाहर जाने में ज़्यादा challenge नहीं होता. Reason being, the environment means the same, largely. If we are working in the sea, right? But government अभी थोड़ा सा focus कर रही है India में भी. In oil and gas sector as well, right? So what we also believe is that for next 2 years, at least there are ample opportunities in India also. And though we are also, I'm just saying, we are manufacturing transmission tower as well. So we have set up that manufacturing facilities, transmission tower to banane ka. And probably we are expanding also. We already started in existing premises, but abhi hum log usko expand bhi karenge. For manufacturing of more transmission tower. But if we are able to, let's say, a reason being with why we enter into that manufacturing is because we are there is the challenge which we are facing ke tower apne ko time pe nahi mil raha. So point is that market exists in India itself. And we agar apne ko milta over the period of next 2 years, if we believe that or we observe that we are having more than sufficient facility in India. If we are able to cater Indian projects as well as we are having surplus capacity, certainly we'll move to international market as well. But abhi aaj ki date mein hamare ko lagta hai agle 2 saal to India mein bahut kafi sara opportunity hai. So there is no need to basically. So at least for next 1 year, we are establishing ourselves in India. But maybe after 1 year, we will start looking into outside India as well.
Okay. So one question is for Rajendra ji, sir. I mean, last 3 years we are thinking or we are hoping that the roads ordering will pick up in India. And every time we talk about every quarter, we talk about some trillions of opportunity or bid pipeline from NHAI, which doesn't convert in on the ground in terms of ordering or execution. So, sir, what needs to be changed on the ground, or what according to you could change wherein the ordering comes back? Any color from the government interactions that now the bids are going to come maybe towards the year end, maybe towards the second half or next year? So why road ordering is not happening according to you, and what will drive it back?
Abhi ye jo apan har saal ishi taur pe opportunity jis tarah se dekhte hain market mein, लेकिन कन्वर्ट नहीं हो पा रही है. अब आने वाले टाइम में अभी गवर्नमेंट का मुझे यूं लगता है कि जो इन्वेस्टमेंट की जो फिलोसफी है इनकी, इनिशियली इन्होंने गवर्नमेंट ने जैसे ईपीसी प्रोजेक्ट और हेम्प पे ज्यादा फोकस किया. अभी नई
जो पॉलिसी है मतलब मोर मतलब इनको चाहिए मोर पार्टिसिपेशन ऑफ प्राइवेट सेक्टर बीओटी स्कीम है, तो बीओटी उतनी अभी तक जो पॉलिसी है उस पॉलिसी पे काम हो रहा है और पॉलिसी पे काम होगा तो नए प्रोजेक्ट काफी आएंगे। अब पॉलिसी एक बार फाइनली बन जाए तो निश्चित तौर पे प्रोजेक्ट आएंगे। उसी चीज का नए अभी देखें अपने गवर्नमेंट ने अभी पहले सबसे पहले बीओटी के नए कंसेशन एग्रीमेंट पे काम कर रही है, उसके अलावा बीओटी प्लस हैम के ऊपर काम कर रही है। तो वंस पॉलिसी फाइनल हो जाए तो निश्चित तौर पे नए प्रोजेक्ट्स और काफी प्रोजेक्ट्स पाइपलाइंस में हैं जिनके ऊपर काम होना है और काम की रिक्वायरमेंट एक्चुअली इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में यूज है। अभी किसी भी सिटी में देखें तो ट्रैफिक का जिस तरह से कंजेशन है, हाईवे पे को कोई किसी भी हाईवे पे भी देखें तो जिस तरह से कंजेशन है तो ह्यूज रिक्वायरमेंट है लॉजिस्टिक्स में। और आने वाले एक दो साल में मतलब रिक्वायरमेंट भी है, गवर्नमेंट का फोकस भी है, बट किसी न किसी वजह से हो नहीं पा रहा है। मतलब क्या चीज चेंज हो कहना थोड़ा सा मुश्किल है, लेकिन गवर्नमेंट का जैसे जहां भी डिस्कशन होता है तो वहां यही लगता है कि अभी अपॉर्चुनिटी मतलब अगले नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर में ही इतनी अपॉर्चुनिटी होगी कि जिसको मार्केट अब्सॉर्ब नहीं कर पाएगा, मतलब उस तरह के डिस्कशन होते हैं। बट रियलिटी नो डाउट अपने पिछले दो साल से देख रहे हैं तो उतना हो नहीं पा रहा है।
लास्ट क्वेश्चन सर, वो खाली एक इन्वेस्टमेंट पर पूछना था। सो नाउ वी हैव 2400 क्रॉस इन्वेस्टेड, वी हैव पेंडिंग 3400 व्हिच विल टेक द टोटल इन्वेस्टमेंट्स टू 5700 अपवर्ड्स ऑफ बिटवीन 5500 टू 6000 नेक्स्ट 3 years व्हिच विल बी द रेसिडुअल इक्विटी इन्वेस्टमेंट स्पेंडिंग इन ऑल द एसेट्स इन्वेस्टेड इन ऑल द एसेट्स एक्सटे बियॉन्ड वी हैव 2000 क्रॉस ऑफ यूनिट्स इन द इन्वेट सो व्हिच विल टेक द नंबर टू 8000 क्रॉस। So the next 3 years with monetization of the huge cash flows plus the dividend income, it's recurring dividend income over many years. So how do you think this will get distributed or utilized in the business? Because there seems to be a huge value which is getting created. I mean, even if I multiply it 1.5 times, 1.3, 1.4 times price to book, so the number looks to be quite big, in fact, more than the market cap. So how do you think this will get utilized over a period of time?
So, for that reason only we, because ek road mein, that's why we are also, equally interested in BOT projects just to deploy whatever, cash accruals which we are having on our balance sheet. So that's how we are targeting that we diversified into, more business where we can deploy our capital with a meaningful return. होना वैसे ही है, एंड हेंस वी आर टारगेटिंग देखो ट्रांसमिशन, वी आर टारगेटिंग लॉजिस्टिक में भी ऑल्सो वी आर डिप्लॉइंग, वी बिलीव दैट वी आर गेटिंग और वी आर होपफुल ऑफ गेटिंग गुड रिटर्न्स ओवर देयर एज वेल, राइट। सो होना तो वैसे ही है, एंड मोर बीओटी क्या है, अगर बीओटी भी ढंग से आ जाता, इवन फॉर एग्जाम्पल इफ वी आर एबल टू गेट 10,000 करोड़ और 8,000 करोड़ ऑफ बीओटी एज वेल, तो देन ऑल्सो एटलीस्ट 30% 2400 करोड़ तो वो प्रोजेक्ट में चला जाता है, राइट। सो एंड गवर्नमेंट इंटेंट इज ऑल्सो टू हैव मोर एंड मोर प्राइवेट पार्टिसिपेशन, सो वी आर इक्विप्ड, वी आर जस्ट वेटिंग फॉर राइट अपॉर्चुनिटीज, राइट, वेयर डू आई मीन हाउ टू एंड वेयर डू वी डिप्लॉय दिस कैपिटल, एंड वी आर क्वाइट होपफुल यू विल बी एबल टू डिप्लॉय बिकॉज इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में काम होना है और गवर्नमेंट ने प्राइवेट से ही करवाना है। So what I so far, I mean whatever limited understanding which we are right now having while having interaction with government authorities and that the news items, right. So probably we'll be able to deploy here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today, and I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks.
I would like to express my sincere appreciation to all our investors, analysts and stakeholders who joined our investor call and engaged with us with their questions, insights and constructive feedback.
The interaction provided us with an opportunity to share our performance, strategic priorities and our roadmap for the future. We greatly value the confidence and continued interest that investment community plays in our company. We look forward to continuing this dialogue and sharing our progress with you in the quarters ahead. Thank you for continued participation and belief in our journey. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of HDFC Securities, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.